Weight loss starts with the mind, and nobody knows this better than Martha Cameron, who lost 20 pounds on Noom Weight.
Yeah, I lost 20 pounds and kept it off.
So, Martha, why did Noom Weight work so well for you?
Well, Noom was just a really positive weight loss experience for me, and compared to other weight loss programs, they gave me the freedom and flexibility to keep eating what I loved, and that made all the difference in the world because it made me actually enjoy the process. You know what I mean?
Oh, we know, Martha. Learn how Noom's psychological approach can help you lose weight at Noom.com.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Jewel Osco for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Eric Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this week's program, have an interview with Owen Whittleson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast is dedicated to showcasing a Kansas City Chiefs fan point of view from the United Kingdom. That's right. Owen is a native of England, and he gives us his thoughts on what's going on across the pond in the UK and what's going on with him being a Kansas City Chiefs fan, as well as other Chiefs fans from the United Kingdom, giving us great insights of what happened with the Chiefs' win over the Pittsburgh Steelers in their wild card playoff game, as well as talking about the Chiefs' upcoming divisional playoff game against the Buffalo Bills and so much more. Plus, we give you a preview of the divisional weekend, so we've got a great show coming up for you on this week. But as always, we have to give you a recap as we give you scores from Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. So for the first time ever, we had two games on a Saturday, a triple header on a Sunday, and a Monday night wild card game as a part of Super Wild Card Weekend. So let's get right to it. The Cincinnati Bengals would go on to beat the Las Vegas Raiders 26-19 in the AFC wildcard game. Very close game. Cincinnati moves on to the next round. As for the Raiders, they have been eliminated. In the other AFC wildcard playoff game, the Buffalo Bills handled their business, beating the New England Patriots 47-17. Buffalo heads to the next round. New England has a long offseason. And that completed the Saturday's wildcard games. Again, the Bengals beating the Raiders 26-19. And the Buffalo Bills beating the New England Patriots 47-17. And then we had the triple header on Sunday, starting off with the NFC wildcard game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All Buccaneers, they would beat the Eagles 31-15. And then we had the other NFC wildcard game. It was between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. This one did not disappoint. The 49ers beat the Cowboys 23-17. And then the nightcap was the AFC wildcard game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs. It was all Kansas City. Chiefs would beat the Steelers 42-21. So Tampa Bay, San Francisco, and Kansas City move on to the divisional round. And then for the first time ever, to conclude Super Wild Card Weekend, we had a Monday night playoff game between the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC Wild Card playoff game. It was all Rams from start to finish. Los Angeles would beat Arizona 34-11. And those were your scores from Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. All right, and now it's time for my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, John Lennon and Paul McCartney are two members of one of the greatest musical groups of all time, the Beatles, and they had a song called Money Can't Buy Me Love. And certainly, money can only buy you certain things in this life. Unfortunately, money could not buy the Dallas Cowboys a Super Bowl that was so anticipated this year. Heck, money could not even buy them a playoff win over the San Francisco 49ers. Everything was in Dallas's favor this year. Dak Prescott got a brand new contract. You know, everything seemed to be in favor. CeeDee Lamb entering his second year in the league. Amari Cooper got a contract not too long ago. Defensively, the hotshot rookies, Michael Parsons and Trayvon Diggs, everything seemed to be in Dallas's favor for this 2020 during this 2021 season. Let's start off with their schedule. Week one, losing the opening kickoff game to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After that, the remainder of September, they went on a roll, beating the Chargers and beating the Eagles. And then they went undefeated the whole month of October, beating Carolina, beating the Giants, beating the New England Patriots, and then beating the Minnesota Vikings on Halloween. November was a tough month for the boys. Had some injuries, losing to Denver and then losing to Kansas City and the Las Vegas Raiders in overtime and on Thanksgiving Day. However, they would beat Atlanta. They finished off December going undefeated, beating the Saints, Washington, beating the Giants again, and beating Washington again. They would lose a close one to the Arizona Cardinals to start off January, but they ended on the final week of the regular season, week 18, beating the Philadelphia Eagles, finishing off with a 12-5 record. If you look at this roster on paper, this is a team that can easily win a Super Bowl. However, a lot of people were saying that the Cowboys were going to win a Super Bowl this year. I see Dallas winning a Super Bowl within the next 3 years. I just don't know. You know, the payroll is ridiculous. Dak got a huge contract during the offseason. Amari got his money. CD just completed his second year of his rookie deal. Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs are no scrubs by any source of the words of the imagination. But, man, a lot of things happened. Things were very weird in that playoff game. Dak Prescott, to me, he just never got going. He just never got going in the game against the 49ers. Ezekiel Elliott is a shell of himself. We don't know what his future is in Dallas. Tony Pollard is someone that's probably going to run his way out of Dallas because I know he's going to want more money. But, man, I don't know. This has got to get better because the expectations are so high every year for the Dallas Cowboys, and they fell just short against a team that just got hot at the right time, being the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of adjustments are going to have to be made in the offseason. Dak will be the quarterback, but what's going to happen with the running back position? Will Ezekiel Elliott be back? What about Tony Pollard? What are they going to do on the defensive side, man? It's a lot of things that are going to be happening. What about the head coach, Mike McCarthy? A lot of questionable decisions that he's made during this regular season. It makes me wonder sometime as the soap opera called the Dallas Cowboys continues. My next storyline is going to be the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona, similar to the Cowboys, a perennial Super Bowl contender, went undefeated throughout the month of September, beating Tennessee, Minnesota, and Jacksonville. They only lost one game in the month of October, losing that tough game to Green Bay on a Thursday night. However, they beat the Rams, they beat the 49ers, also beating Cleveland and Houston. But ever since that Thursday night matchup, when they lost to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, the team was just never the same. After losing to Green Bay on the Thursday night game in October, they beat San Francisco to start off the month of November. Then they lose to Carolina, they beat Seattle, and then they beat Seattle to end the month of November. But December and January were horrible. They started off the year beating the Bears, and then they lost to the Rams, Lions, and then losing to the Colts on Christmas night. They beat the Cowboys to start off January, and then they lose the regular season finale against the Seattle Seahawks. Again, similar to the Cowboys, expectations ran so high to get a Super Bowl victory. Kyler Murray only entering his third year into the league. They got Zach Ertz through a trade, and it upped their offense tremendously. Yes, they had injuries. Yes, there were injuries to key players such as DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt. But when you have a quarterback like Kyler Murray that can make plays, whether it be with his arm or his athletic ability, it's no excuse. I mean, early in the year, this team was primed to be a Super Bowl contender. And on top of that, you had Kyler Murray as an MVP candidate. And, you know, where it's similar to Dallas. Things, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. And a lot of things went wrong for Arizona since late October, and they just never seemed to recover. So there's a lot of changes that are going to be, a lot of decisions are going to be made during the offseason. The future of Cliff Kingsbury, J.J. Watt, will he return next year? What about A.J. Green? You know, DeAndre Hopkins and so on and so forth. James Conner, will he be back next year? A lot of questions are going to be answered, but Arizona, they've got to get it together, man, because they started off so strong and so exciting to watch, and it just went downhill towards the end of the season. For my last storyline, man, the Cincinnati Bengals, oh my goodness, aren't they fun to watch? Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, CJ Uzomah, man, this team is so phenomenal to watch. Defensively, they make plays. They have just been fun to watch all year long. They have been outstanding, and they were outstanding in pulling off a close win over the Las Vegas Raiders. But, man, Joe Burrow represents the future of the NFL when it comes to the quarterback position. The future is now, and Joe Burrow is dazzling. Man, what a divisional weekend this is going to be in with the quarterbacks, Rodgers, Brady, Garoppolo, Allen, Mahomes, Tannehill, Stafford, and you have Burrow. And, I mean, Joe Burrow is just so fun to watch. He's definitely a candidate for a comeback player of the year. Got hurt in the middle of the year last year in the game against the Washington football team. He has bounced back tremendously, and he is as tough and as confident as I don't know what. Ja'Marr Chase will win Offensive Rookie of the Year, definitely someone that's going to get a nod for Offensive Player of the Year. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are nice compliments to him as well. They make plays. Joe Mixon is nice as well. Their defense makes plays when they have to. Trey Hendrickson is a Pro Bowler this year, so he's been outstanding along with Joe Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase. And, I mean, Cincinnati's fun to watch. And this is a team that's going to be great for the next decade or so. This team, they're just fun to watch, man. It wouldn't surprise me maybe in the next year, maybe 2 years, that Cincinnati would bring home a Lombardi Trophy. And kudos to the Cincinnati Bengals. It's just been a long time coming in a city that is known for having diehard fan bases and being diehard sports fans. And the Hoodays are definitely making noise. It's time to shine, and it's time to celebrate in the city of Cincinnati. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Owen Whittleson. Owen is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. It's the podcast dedicated to showcasing a Kansas City Chiefs fan point of view from the United Kingdom. That's right, Owen resides in England, and he's going to talk more about the Chiefs' victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers in a wild card playoff game, also the Chiefs' upcoming game against the Buffalo Bills, and so much more. Owen is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
And we're back. Well, tax season's here, folks, and you know...
Hi there.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
April here, to tell you about the tax filing software from TaxAct.
Seriously, were you like hiding behind my desk?
Seriously, TaxAct makes it easy to get your maximum refund.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Switch to TaxAct today, and you can start for free.
Or as we say in Radioland...
Subtle. TaxAct. File for less and get more.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Does everyone need customer support today?
We've got you. Intercom has the tools to manage support at any scale, like integrations, bots, and more. All in one powerful platform. We'll even automatically resolve 33% of your support volume, so you have more time for customers who need you most.
Oh, that's better.
Supercharge your team's productivity and make your customers super happy with Intercom. Learn more at intercom.com/support.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Looking for a way to make quick cash? Making cash with DoorDash is super easy, guys. I love driving around my town, and now I can do that and get paid. Not to mention the sign-up process was so easy. Download the DoorDash Driver app today to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom, and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last. Because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Give your heart some love with circulation-boosting bioactives, proven to improve blood flow for better oxygen and nutrient delivery. Boost circulation from day one for better cardiovascular performance that keeps improving over time. Try CocoVia Cardio Health Supplement, available as a capsule or a powder. Visit CocoVia.com today. That's CocoVia.com and use coupon code CCV20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Mahomes, he's going deep downfield, wide open. Kelsey's going to take it all the way.
Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback.
Right, and Kelsey
allowed Kelsey to get away from him.
True.
94 yards.
That looks easy. Goodness gracious.
And Mahomes will keep it himself for the moment and then throw for a touchdown. And there is Alec Reddy, who comes in and lines up as an eligible receiver. Second and 12. Mahomes. Open. Hill. Touchdown. So Hill was denied a moment ago. And now he's into the end zone.
The free safety in the middle of the field against Tyreek Hill. We saw Tampa Bay.
Five touchdowns.
And you start going, what are they going to do this time?
Well, now you got Kelce going to take the snap for starters. Mahomes becomes a decoy. Kelce's going to throw a touchdown. Kelce to Pringle.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the United States broadcaster, NBC Sports, and that was Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the call of the AFC wildcard playoff game with the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Pittsburgh Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium on January the 16th of 2022. Final score was Chiefs 42, Steelers 21. To talk more about that game, as well as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' next game against the Bills and so much more, we want to welcome him back to the program. Let's take a trip across the pond to the United Kingdom in England, a gentleman that is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. This is the podcast that's dedicated to all things related to the Kansas City Chiefs. From a UK perspective, welcome him back to the program, Mr. Owen Whittleson. Owen, welcome back to the program. Happy New Year. How's everything, sir?
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me back. Great to be back on the show.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be back on the program. So, Owen, give me your takeaways from the Chiefs' victory over the Steelers in the AFC wildcard playoff game.
You heard a lot of it in the just before we started talking, all the highlights from it, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had an offensive lineman catch a touchdown. We had a Travis Kelce throw a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes just went off and threw five himself. It was a great game, a lot of fun. I was staying up till like 3 a.m, 4 a.m. watching the game, but it was worth it. It was a great fun game.
You weren't tired? were you tired
No.
of the next day, or was your adrenaline still pumping?
Yeah, I had a nap before the game, so I got a little bit of sleep in just before the game, and then woke up at 1 o'clock just before kickoff, because kickoff was about 1:30. So I had a little bit of sleep beforehand, but I mean, coming off that win, it was hard to be tired the next day. I kind of got through it all right.
I got you. Well, you definitely had a reason to stay up. And, of course, like you said, you got a nap, and you had a reason to stay up to watch your Chiefs handle their business, beating the Steelers 42-21. Excuse me. I want to get now to the offensive side first for the Chiefs. We'll get into Patrick Mahomes in just one moment. How about Jerick McKinnon? What a nice pickup he's been. Of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire got hurt in the latter part of the regular season, and Darrell Williams was hit or miss on the receiving side as far as running backs are concerned. But Jerick McKinnon, what a game he had. What a nice pickup he's been in this game. He had 12 carries for 61 yards, and he had 6 catches for 81 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Jerick's play in this game.
Yeah, he's been a great addition to the team. Obviously picked him up this year, and this is, been his best game as a Chief. It's been a lot of fun having him or watching him play on Sunday against the Steelers. He had a great game. It was a lot of fun seeing him run around and got it done on the ground and through the air as well. So, yeah, great game for him. And I think he's peaking at the right time, just come playoff time, and he's starting to come into his own. So hopefully that continues going forward.
Absolutely. I know in the playoffs, it's all about having a good running game and defense, and Jerick has provided that so far. And again, he was successful helping the Chiefs beat the Steelers. I want to stay now or go along now to the receiving side. Man, Travis Kelce, what can you say about him, Owen? One of the top tight ends in the NFL. He's handled his business for quite some time. He had 5 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your take on Travis's play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, he proves it time and time again that he is just the best tight end in the league. He's so much fun to watch. He just glides across the field when he catches the ball, and he moves like a receiver, and he's got the size of a tight end. He really does it all, and he proved it as well. I mean, throwing for a touchdown, he really shows that he can do it all. It's great having him on the team. He was amazing before Patrick Mahomes. He's amazing now that we've got Patrick Mahomes. Just a great, great player, and played so well on Sunday.
All right, and speaking of being a great player, Mr. Tyreek Hill, I mean, doing cartwheels and backflips and just his speed. I mean, he continues to be a dynamic player, not just for Kansas City, but just in all of the NFL. He had 5 catches for 57 yards and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Tyreek's play in this game.
Yeah, I think we've got more to see from Tyreek Hill, I think, going forwards. I mean, he had a great game. He still scored a touchdown. He got over 50 yards receiving. But, you know, it wasn't his best game. I think we've got a lot more to see. But he brings the energy. And like you said, the flips in the end zone after scoring and all like that kind of energy and that enthusiasm he brings is just always good. But, I think the best performance this year is yet to be seen from Tyreek Hill. So maybe we'll see next week against the Bills. Who knows?
I want to stay with Tyreek and Travis for a moment. Now, Owen, correct me if I'm wrong. Are you a native of Manchester?
Yes. Yeah, I live in Manchester, yeah.
Okay. I want to use a soccer analogy for a moment, or as
okay.
You guys would call it, football in the United Kingdom. If you could compare Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill to any players on Man United or anywhere in maybe soccer, who would you compare them to?
I'm not too sure about Man United specifically, but I mean, the one that jumps to my head is Harry Kane and Son at Tottenham Hotspur. I mean, you've got Son, who's kind of like Tyreek Hill. He's quick, he can move about, and he's really good with his feet. And then you've got Harry Kane, who is just a consistent, solid guy who you can always rely on to score goals or score touchdowns in Travis Kelce's sense. But yeah, those two up front for Spurs. I think they're quite similar to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
All right, fair enough. And I want to move along now to someone who's been a member of the supporting cast on the receiving side, DeMarcus Robinson. 4 catches, 76 yards. Just give me your thoughts on DeMarcus's play in this game.
Yeah, he's really come along, and he's a great addition to this receiving core. He doesn't always have his consistent games, but I mean, against the Steelers, he really showed it. I mean, he was our leading wide receiver for yardage in the game. So it was good to see him like playing well. And hopefully that continues, because I feel like a lot of defenses are honing in on Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill now. And it leaves these one-on-one matchups for these other receivers like DeMarcus Robinson and Byron Pringle. So, hopefully he continues to develop because he's got an opportunity to with Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill bring a lot of the defenders' attention. It'll be good to see DeMarcus Robinson step up, and he did against the Steelers, so I'm looking forward to seeing what else he can do.
Okay, and let's move along now to another receiver who did his thing as well in his game, Mecole Hardman. 4 catches, 43 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Mecole's play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. His speed is obviously a highlight of Mecole's. He's really quick, and if you get him into space, his acceleration once he catches the ball is electric. It's good to see him off these screens and off these bubble screens to the left and the right side and in the jet sweeps as well that Andy Reid often schemes him into. I think that's where he's more suited, like that's where his strengths are, and I think he showed it against the Steelers. He's a good addition, and he's a nice little tool that we can utilize to get some speed outside of just Tyreek Hill, who's more of that deep field receiver. We've got Mecole Hardman, who can run on the sides and catch those bubble screens. His speed is definitely a great addition to this team and this offense.
And speaking of being a big, important part of the offense, you mentioned his name earlier, Owen, Byron Pringle, 5 catches, 37 yards, and he had 2 touchdowns in this contest. So give me your thoughts on Byron's play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he caught one from Travis Kelce towards the end of the game. And I mean, when the offense is scoring that many touchdowns in the game, 6 touchdowns in the game, I mean, the love's going to be spread out. And then obviously Byron Pringle caught 2 himself. That was great. It was really good to see him develop over the season. Didn't get as many yards, but obviously the touchdowns speak for themselves. I mean, Pringle's really come a long way this season. And like DeMarcus and Mike Hardman, he's a nice addition and a nice rotational player in that receiving core. And he does enough to get the job done. I mean, like I said, he got 2 touchdowns on the day. So, yeah, happy with his performance. And let's see what he can do in the next few games. But, yeah, I think he played really well.
All right, and you know, one of the cool things I love about American football, Owen, is that when in the NFL you see offensive linemen set up as an eligible receiver, and we saw that. And Nick Allegretti, the offensive lineman, scored a touchdown in this game. It's always fun to see the offensive lineman get their just due in a game. Just give me your thoughts on Nick's touchdown catch.
Yeah, great. I love, like yourself, I love seeing offensive linemen get in the end zone with the ball in their hands. It's great to see. Obviously, it doesn't happen too often, so it feels extra special when it does. And it was actually a highlight of mine from this game. It was great to see him get in the end zone. And he actually shook TJ Watt off of him just beforehand as well and threw him to the ground and then just strolled into the end zone and caught the ball. So, yeah, it was a great play, and I'm really happy for him because you could see from his reaction as well how happy he was to catch that pass. Yeah, it's just a great moment in the game. And a great play.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side of the ball. Lejarius Sneed was the leading tackler on the team. He had 6 tackles. Just give me your thoughts on Sneed's play in this game.
Yeah, Lejarius Sneed's been a great piece to this Chiefs defense. He's so physical, and like I said, he led the team in tackles. So yeah, he has that physicality. He doesn't shy away from big hits, which is something that the Chiefs have suffered from in the past with their cornerbacks. They've been a bit shy to get down there and make those tough tackles. Sneed's great at that sort of thing. He's a great addition to this defense, and I think it was a late round pick for us. So yeah, it's great to see such a late round pick do so well on the team.
All right, and then as far as sacks is concerned, Tershawn Wharton and Mike Dana both recorded sacks. Tershawn Wharton and Mike Dana both recorded sacks in this game. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
Yeah, great. I mean, the Wharton one springs to mind instantly. If I remember rightly, he was just completely free down the middle, untouched to Ben Roethlisberger, and I don't think Big Ben's got the wheels anymore that he used to. So I was unable to escape Wharton there, but he just went straight at him, untouched, straight down the middle of the offensive line. So yeah, great play from him. Doesn't show up on the sack sheet too often. So yeah, it's good to see him get one. And obviously in such a big game as well, it's great to see that happen. And Dana as well. Two guys, because obviously you're looking at Chris Jones, you're looking at Frank Clark, and they're the sort of guys you're expecting to get these sacks. But yeah, seeing these other two pick up sacks in this one was great and really important for the team because we needed those stops. And I think they were both on third down as well. So yeah, really important to get the Steelers off the field and get our offense on. So yeah, really happy for them. And it was great to see them get sacks.
All right, and, you know, speaking of being happy for someone, I know the Kansas City Chiefs are thanking God every day for landing a big pick. Of course, the Hunt family drafting Patrick Mahomes, and it's been nothing but success for maybe, I don't know, he's been in the league for about maybe 4 or 5 years now. In such a short amount of time, he's been such a great impact player. We know the National Football League is a quarterbacks league, and Patrick has been one of the premier talents at that position. In this game, he completed 30 out of 39 passes for 404 yards to go along with 5 touchdown passes, and he had an interception. But give me your thoughts on Mahomes' play in this one.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say when a guy throws 5 touchdowns? I think they're all in a row as well, one after the other. What a player and what a game he had. Over 400 yards passing as well, like you said. Obviously, did throw the interception. I think it was from a... I think he was trying to throw across his body back to the middle of the field, and it just got tipped by TJ Watt and picked off. So, you know, maybe a bit of a silly decision there, but it was a great play by TJ to get the ball up in the air and let another one of his defenders come down with it. But outside of that one play, I mean, he played really well. Was slinging it all over the place like he usually does. And it's just come off a season where he's not been as highly regarded in the media and by a lot of fans as well. He's not had his best season. It's been almost like a down year for the Chiefs. And I mean, he's still got like 37 touchdowns and has taken the Chiefs to the second seed. So, it's been a great start to Mahomes' season. And let's hope the success continues in this playoff run.
All right, and let's get right to it, Owen. You know, the playoff run, so far so good for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so far the playoff run is... so far so good been for the Buffalo Bills. They were able to beat the New England Patriots in the AFC wildcard game 47-17. So let's talk about the upcoming matchup with the Chiefs going up against the Bills. Josh Allen, we talk about Patrick Mahomes being one of the premier talents in the NFL, and especially at the quarterback position, and Josh Allen is no scrub by any means of the imagination. I want to start off with the defensive strategy. What do you think Kansas City's defensive strategy is going to be to stop not only Josh Allen, but also Stephon Diggs, Dawson Knox, Gabriel Davis, Devin Singletary, and that Bills offense?
That's one of the problems with Bills' side is their offense is coming into its own. It's really developed over the season. This doesn't feel like the same Bills team that lost to the Jaguars earlier in the season and only scored 6 points against them. After seeing what they did on Wild Card Weekend against the Patriots, scoring on every single drive without a single punt or field goal the entire game until the kneel down at the end. It's so impressive to watch a team do that and pull off that, especially in a playoff game, let alone a regular season game. This Bills offense is looking really scary. And like you said, it stems from Josh Allen. He's great through the air. He can get it done on the ground when he needs to, and he's so shifty. And he's a really hard player to stop. I think defensively, the Chiefs need to hone in on Stephon Diggs and hope that we can stop them before they get into the red zone, because Dawson Knox has been a great red zone target this season for the Bills. He's great at getting into the end zone off of Josh Allen passes. So, yeah, I think stopping them early and honing in on Stephon Diggs whilst we're in the middle of the field is essential to stopping this Bills offense. But it's tough when you've got Josh Allen running around as well, because he can get it done on the ground too.
Yeah, it's always tough. Josh Allen, again, is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, just like Patrick Mahomes. And as you said, Owen, it's tough because if he can't get it done throwing the ball, he'll use his athletic ability to make a play happen. So let's move along to the other side of the ball and Buffalo's Kansas City's offense. We know the usual suspects, Mahomes, Hill, Kelsey. Also, you can add McKinnon to the mix as well as Robinson and Pringle. What do you think Kansas City's offense needs to do to get points against this Buffalo defense that handled their business beating New England?
I think we need to score early because if you remember in the Steelers game, we had a terrible start. I think we went about the first three possessions, we punted each time, and then we had the interception. And then we actually fumbled the ball as well, which they recovered for a touchdown and went down 7-0. So, it wasn't a great start for this Chiefs offense. And I feel like if we do that against the Bills, we'll end up down three touchdowns by the halfway through the first quarter. So I think we need to start hot against this Bills defense because their offense is going to score, and it's going to be a shootout on Sunday. So, yeah, I think we need to get off to a hot start and nothing like we did against the Steelers, because if we do, then we might find ourselves in a bit of trouble early on. But I'm confident this Chiefs offense, that they can get the best of this Bills defense. I think Tre'Davious White is still out for the Bills, which is obviously a shame, but it helps the Chiefs offensively. But their secondary is still really strong, so it'll be a good matchup, and it'll be a lot of fun. I think it might be one of the best games, if not the best game in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well, Owen. It's going to be an outstanding game. And we know I mentioned earlier that the NFL is a league of quarterbacks. It's a quarterbacks league. Aaron Rodgers. You've also got Joe Burrow. And, this whole wild card round, this divisional round, is going to be exciting with just great quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill. You've also got Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, and Matthew Stafford. In your opinion, where does Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen rank amongst the best of the best when it comes to quarterbacks in the league?
That's a tough question because, like you said, there are so many good quarterbacks in this league. Obviously, it is a quarterback league, and you can tell from looking at the divisional games that it's a quarterback league, because outside of the playoffs, there's not as much talent as currently still in the playoffs. So, Patrick Mahomes is up there. Josh Allen is obviously up there. They've had such great starts to their careers. Aaron Rodgers up there too. I put them both in the top five in quarterbacks so far, because you've also got, like you said, you've got Aaron Rodgers is up there, number one, if not top three. It might even be 1-2-3, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen at the moment. Tom Brady's still hanging around there. He led the league in receiving yards this season, so obviously he's in the conversation too. Definitely top five, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, I feel.
All right, fair enough. And again, he's Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. It's the podcast dedicated to covering all things related to the Kansas City Chiefs from a United Kingdom perspective. And again, Owen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody what Arrowheads Abroad is all about.
Sure. So yeah, you put it really well. I mean, we're an international Chiefs fan group that just talk about Chiefs, and we have podcasts and we post on Twitter and Facebook. And it's just seeing the Chiefs from a different perspective, from an international perspective, obviously from the UK, from England. We've got a Scottish guy in the team, Duncan. We've got an Irish guy in the team, Neil. And then me and Tom, who do the podcast, all four of us, me and Tom are both from England. So yeah, we've got a range of perspectives and obviously international from across the pond, and we're all Chiefs fans. We love it. And yeah, it's great just to sit down with those guys and chat away.
Great. It's always awesome to hear that the sport, the NFL, it's amazing how the NFL has grown for decades, and it's gone across the Atlantic, and it's become an international game, and I love to see it grow and continue to grow. And again, Owen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Arrowheads Abroad and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at WidowsonOwen, and the Arrowheads Abroad Twitter is at KCChiefs_UK. And you can also find us on Facebook, Arrowheads Abroad. Yeah, we'd love to have you join the team. It's good fun having everyone on board, and it's great talking to a fellow Chiefs fans and NFL fans alike. So, yeah, come join the party. It's good fun.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He's Owen Whittleson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast is devoted to Kansas City Chiefs fans from an international perspective, from a United Kingdom point of view. As Owen mentioned, there's people on the team from England and Scotland and also Ireland and just international fans. Good, nice, refreshing look on how the NFL is viewed from the United Kingdom. Owen, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great chatting. Yeah, I'll definitely let you know.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mahomes, he's going deep downfield, wide open. Kelsey's going to take it all the way.
Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback.
Right, and Kelsey
allowed Kelsey to get away from him
for 94 yards.
That looks easy. Goodness gracious.
And Mahomes to keep it himself for the moment and then throw for a touchdown. There is Alec Reddy, who comes in and lines up as an eligible receiver. Second and 12. Mahomes. Open. Hill. Touchdown. So Hill was denied a moment ago, and now he's into the end zone.
The free safety in the middle of the field against Tyreek Hill. We saw Tampa Bay.
5 touchdowns.
And you start going, what are they going to do this time?
Well, now you got Kelsey going to take the snap for starters. Mahomes becomes a decoy. Kelsey's going to throw a touchdown. Kelsey to Pringle.
And we're back. Well, tax season's here, folks, and you know.
Hi there.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
April here to tell you about the tax filing software from TaxAct.
Seriously, were you like hiding behind my desk?
Seriously, TaxAct makes it easy to get your maximum refund.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Switch to TaxAct today and you can start for free.
Or as we say in Radioland.
Subtle. TaxAct. File for less and get more.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good, too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit,
with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Does everyone need customer support today?
We've got you. Intercom has the tools to manage support at any scale, like integrations, bots, and more. All in one powerful platform. We'll even automatically resolve 33% of your support volume, so you have more time for customers who need you most.
Oh, that's better.
Supercharge your team's productivity and make your customers super happy with Intercom. Learn more at intercom.com/support.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
And we're back. Well, tax season's here, folks, and you know...
Hi there.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
April here, to tell you about the tax filing software from TaxAct.
Seriously, were you like hiding behind my desk?
Seriously, TaxAct makes it easy to get your maximum refund.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Switch to TaxAct today, and you can start for free.
Or as we say in Radioland...
Subtle. TaxAct. TaxAct. File for less and get more.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Peacock streaming new movies every week at PeacockTV.com. We'll have the biggest movies from the Twilight Saga to Selma and Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Bad Boys for life.
All your favorite movies like Die Hard, The Matrix Trilogy, and Good Will Hunting.
That's the good stuff.
Plus, movies the whole family will love. How to Train Your Dragon, the Harry Potter film series,
brilliant,
and Shrek 1 and 2.
It's so good to be home.
With tons of blockbuster hits, you can't not watch. Sign up at PeacockTV.com.
If you're looking for a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep, I have just the one. Resolve to help protect your identity with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats to your identity. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but help keep what's yours, yours, by resolving to protect your identity. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Give your heart some love with circulation-boosting bioactives, proven to improve blood flow for better oxygen and nutrient delivery. Boost circulation from day one for better cardiovascular performance that keeps improving over time. Try CocoVia Cardio Health Supplement, available as a capsule or a powder. Visit CocoVia.com today. That's CocoVia.com and use coupon code CCV20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Security threats are evolving, but so is your company. Incidents are on the rise, but your organization can rise above them. Risk management is growing more complex, but you have what it takes to overcome complexity. Bring your security to life with Trellix.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
The following ad is paid for by McClenny Mosley & Associates, 1820 St. Charles Avenue, Suite 110, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130. Attention homeowners with homeowners insurance. If your home was damaged by the recent Hurricane Ida, you may qualify for additional compensation. Was your home damaged by Hurricane Ida? Are you concerned you were cheated or underpaid by your insurance company? If so, it's not too late to receive the compensation you deserve. In August 2021, much of Louisiana was devastated by a violent hurricane, leaving destruction in its path. Insurance companies often underpay and purposely undervalue claims for weather damage to homes, leaving you to pick up the pieces. You may be entitled to significant compensation and bad faith damages. Know your rights. Call McClenny, Mosley & Associates. We have the experience needed to fight insurance companies for the value you deserve. Call now for a free evaluation of your claim.
Please call 800-824-9522. That is 800-824-9522.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
And we're back. Well, tax season's here, folks, and you know...
Hi there.
Whoa, where'd you come from?
April here, to tell you about the tax filing software from TaxAct.
Seriously, were you like hiding behind my desk?
Seriously, TaxAct makes it easy to get your maximum refund.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Switch to TaxAct today, and you can start for free.
Or as we say in Radioland...
Subtle. TaxAct. File for less and get more.
See TaxAct.com for details.
If your preferred climate is business-friendly, check out Ohio. With 0% taxes on corporate income, R&D investments, and goods sold out of state, Ohio is better for business. Because Ohio isn't built for followers. They're building for leaders. OhioIsForLeaders.com.
Hey, Ray Maliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Shaw's for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Shaw's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit shaws.com/foryou for program details.
If job security, service to country, and federal civil service employment interest you, consider a seagoing career with the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command. While earning a competitive salary, you will be able to apply your skills to a position in the communications, navigation, engineering, culinary, or supply departments onboard our vessels. Learn more about these careers at www.sealiftcommand.com or call 1-877-JOBS-MSC to take command of your career.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleston, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. That's the podcast dedicated to showcasing a Kansas City Chiefs fan point of view from the United Kingdom. It was great to talk to Owen as we connected with someone from across the pond, giving us the full insight of what's currently going on with the Kansas City Chiefs, as he gave us great insight about what's happening with the Chiefs as they pulled off the victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Chiefs' upcoming divisional playoff game against the Buffalo Bills. All right, let's get to it. Let's preview now divisional weekend in the NFL playoffs. And we're going to start off with the first game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans. First off, for the Cincinnati Bengals, man, what a regular season that they had this year, and they carried that momentum into the game against the Raiders, got off to a hot start, kind of slipped up a bit in the second half, but they were able to hold off as Cincinnati's defense was able to make a key stop against Derek Carr and that Raider defense, and that stopping Derek Carr and that Raider offense. First, for Cincinnati, Joe Burrow had a solid game in the win over the Las Vegas Raiders, 244 passing yards to go along with two touchdowns. Joe Mixon did his part running and receiving, but man, Jamar Chase is just one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, and the Tennessee Titans are going to have their hands full in this game coming up against the Bengals. So they won't be playing in Cincinnati. They'll be playing in Nashville, Tennessee, at Nissan Stadium. Of course, Tennessee is the number one seed in the AFC, and Tennessee took advantage of the bye week, get Ryan Tannehill rested. Derrick Henry, there's questions that he may play in this game, and if so, how much action is he going to get? We don't know, but anyway, Cincinnati, they definitely have the hot hand right now. They had the hot hand towards the end of the regular season, and they carry that momentum going into the wild card playoff game, beating the Raiders. So Tennessee, again, we'll know when the action gets on the field. We'll know if they took advantage of the bye week. We'll know if they were able to get their offensive strategy ready to go up against a team with a solid defense in the Cincinnati Bengals. And what about Cincinnati's offense? What about Tennessee's defense? Did their defense take advantage of the bye week studying Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins? That is going to be a mystery because Cincinnati, they have all the confidence in the world right now. Tennessee, yes, they have home field, but doesn't necessarily mean anything in the playoffs. It's all about who has the hot hand, who can play defense, and who can run the ball. Right now, everything is in Cincinnati's favor right now. But we've seen many awesome playoff games happen with the Tennessee Titans throughout their history being in Nashville. So we'll see what happens. But Bengals and Titans, this is going to be – it could be the show stealer of the divisional weekend. Joe Burrow going up against Ryan Tannehill. This is going to be great. This is a showcase of two talented quarterbacks, Cincinnati and Tennessee. This is going to be definitely a dogfight in the Music City. Now, next game is going to be outstanding, in my opinion, at least at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the San Francisco 49ers take on the number one seed in the NFC, the Green Bay Packers. Let's start with San Francisco for a moment. Jimmy Garoppolo got off to a hot start in the first half against the Cowboys. Dallas was trying to make a run in the second half, but San Francisco's defense was able to hold off Dallas. And, of course, we know about Dak, the questionable call, the decision, you know, not running out of bounds. We know how that played off. That's neither here nor there. Dallas is eliminated. So now San Francisco is in the mix. San Francisco, I mean, they're with, in my opinion, along with Cincinnati, the hottest teams in the NFL towards the last month and a half of the regular season. And San Francisco's momentum was so strong going into the postseason and coming into this game against the Dallas Cowboys. And they're running the ball very well. Eli Mitchell is a formidable running back. How about Deebo Samuel? Deebo Samuel, just what a season that he's had. He definitely should deserve some votes for the MVP, definitely should be considered for Offensive Player of the Year. And again, Deebo Samuel alongside Brandon Ayuk, also Juwan Jennings, they made big plays happen in the win over the Cowboys in the wild card playoff game, but they have to go up against the bad man, and that's Aaron Rodgers, the bad man, that's right. You know, number one seed, Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I know Aaron and the crew, they definitely took advantage of the bye week. Aaron playing with a fractured toe. He says he won't have surgery until the season is over with. But, you know, it's going to be big things that really happened for Green Bay during the week. Randall Cobb off of injured reserve. He's going to be playing in this game. Aaron Jones is going to be ready for this game as well. He's ran the ball pretty well all season long. So it's going to be a nail-biter with these two teams. San Francisco definitely has the personnel to play at Green Bay. But, you know, I won't go against Aaron Rodgers in this one. I mean, we've got two talented quarterbacks. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP. Jimmy Garoppolo has had a decent year. So it's going to be a tale of two teams, both teams. It's basically power versus finesse in this one in the NFC divisional playoff game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Next game that we have is another NFC divisional playoff game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First, for the Rams, dismantled the Arizona Cardinals, beat them 34-11. And, you know, Matthew Stafford played a nice game. Odell Beckham Jr. got his first playoff win. And on top of that, scored a couple of touchdowns, gotten a touchdown in this game. So, you know, the Rams are just riding a high right now, but the Rams are going to have to carry that momentum to go to Tampa Bay and take on Tom Brady. The Buccaneers handled their business, beating the Eagles 31-15. You know, Leonard Fournette, he's going to be a game-time decision. He did practice some this week. We don't know what his status is going to be, but we know the Bucs are going to have TB12. We know they're going to have Rob Gronkowski. We also know that they're going to have Mike Evans, so everything should be good for this game. This is going to come down to really to quarterback play for the Rams, Matthew Stafford. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, there's Tom Brady. I mean, what more can you say about this? This is going to be a shootout, but I think things are going to be slow in this game. I don't think things are going to get really turned up until maybe late in the second half. I think when these two teams figure each other out, it's going to be defense is going to be strong in the first half, but in the end it's going to come down to who can get a score and who can get a stop late in this game. Rams-Bucks is going to be a good one. And then we have to cap off the divisional playoff weekend on Sunday is going to be, well, the Sunday game is going to be the late game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. First for Kansas City, they've got another home game. They're going to be playing Buffalo. This is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game when Kansas City just had their way with the Bills. But I think this game is going to be different this time. This game is going to be much closer than last year's AFC Championship game. The Chiefs had their way with Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers handling their business. I mean, it started off pretty tight for much of the first quarter. After that first quarter, it was a done deal. The Chiefs nailed it, done, signed, sealed, delivered. You know, Kansas City's game. And meanwhile, for Buffalo, same scenario, handled their business, beating the New England Patriots, did what they had to do, got the job done. That was it. That was all she wrote. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. And again, this could be the new Brady versus Manning or like rivalry in the NFL. Bills and Chiefs is always exciting. Two dynamic quarterbacks between Josh Allen going up against Patrick Mahomes. And this divisional round is going to be about the quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, also Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I mean, this is an exciting weekend in the NFL, and things are heating up here in late January as we have the NFL Divisional Playoff Weekend in the NFL. And we'll give you the game times and schedules and whatnot going forward before we end the program. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Green Bay Packers. The 49ers, as I mentioned earlier, they have been riding a high since December. They were the hottest team going in towards the end of the regular season, beating key opponents, making plays happen when it happened the most. Kittle, Jimmy Garoppolo, Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings making plays when necessary. And, of course, Deebo Samuel, who's definitely going to be a candidate for the Offensive Player of the Year and definitely should get some MVP consideration as well. So the 49ers are built for January. They've got the defense. They can run the ball. They were the hottest team in the league in the last month and a half of the year, but they have to go to one of the toughest places in the NFL, and that's Lambeau Field, to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Last year was a must-win year for the Packers, but this year is a must-win season for them. We know about the fiasco with the offseason, with Aaron and saying he's not showing up, and they restructured the contract. They were able to get that done. He shows up, and, you know, that first game that the Packers had against the New Orleans Saints, the neutral game in Jacksonville, Florida, people were like, maybe this isn't what we thought it was. Maybe this is going to be a long year. But they were able to get it fixed. They got it fixed in a hurry. And they've just been clicking on all cylinders since that week one loss to the New Orleans Saints. Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP. Aaron Jones has ran the ball extremely well. Devontae Adams has played great this year. Defensively, Green Bay has come on strong really since October. From October until now, Green Bay's defense has been good. They've been solid. They've been great. And, of course, they've got number 12, Aaron Rodgers. So this is a must-win for him. This as I said earlier, last season was a must-win for him. This season is definitely a must-win because we don't know if he may contemplate retirement or there's reports of him leaving Green Bay, but he wants to continue to play. There's reports that he could finish his career as a Packer. We don't know. We don't know what's going inside his head. Every day, every week, it's a different answer. But nevertheless, the 49ers and the Packers, and again, as I mentioned, this divisional weekend is all about the quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo going up against Aaron Rodgers, but also we've got a solid running attack as well with San Francisco, Eli Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, and then you've got Aaron Jones, also A.J. Dillon's been a nice power back for Green Bay, the receivers, again, Deebo Samuel, Devontae Adams, the defenses, Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead. Of course, for Green Bay, you've got Preston Smith, and there's a host of other characters on the players, I should say, on the roster. And David Bakhtiari is coming back as well. He's expected to play as well. So this changes the dynamic for the Packers. And also on the defensive side, Jair Alexander, Adrian Amos, and how about Rasul Douglas, man? He's been effective this year as well, along with Darnell Savage and Kevin King. The 49ers and the Packers, man, their first meeting was November 26th, 1950. The Packers beat the 49ers 25-21. And, of course, the last time that the Packers and the 49ers played was on Sunday Night Football, September 26th of 2021. The Packers beat the 49ers 30-28. These two teams have had a total of 71 meetings. That's right. These two teams have played each other 71 times. Of course, the Packers lead the all-time series 38-32-1. And of course, the last time we know that these two teams played each other in the playoffs was January 19th of 2020. 49ers beat the Packers 37-20. Of course, the 49ers punched their ticket to go to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they would lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, but that was the last playoff meeting that the 49ers and the Packers had was January 19th of 2020 with the 49ers beating the Packers 37-20. So there you have it, and it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I think defense will start. Defense will be good for much of the first half, but by the start of the second half, it's going to be, look, this is going to be a game that's going to be phenomenal. This is going to be offense, you know, three defenses going out of the window once the second half starts. We're going to see Aaron Rodgers at his best. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to come on strong as well. And, you know, we're going to expect a lot of fireworks in this game. The San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, my game of the week. All right, now it's time for my winners on who I think will win divisional weekend. I want to start off with the game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans in the AFC divisional playoff game. I like the Bengals to beat the Titans at home. I think it's going to be a good game, but I like Cincinnati to move on to the AFC championship. The next game that we have is the NFC divisional playoff game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. My game of the week, I like the Packers to beat the 49ers. Then we have the Sunday games between the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I like the Buccaneers to move on to the NFC championship game. And then the late Sunday afternoon game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Buffalo Bills. So, again, my winners for divisional weekend will be Cincinnati, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City. So, there you have it. Those are my winners for the divisional playoff weekend in the National Football League. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you the schedule for the games that are going to be coming up on this divisional playoff weekend. So, we're going to start off with the game between the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Tennessee Titans. That game will be on at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, January the 22nd, 2022. on CBS. Again, it'll be the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Tennessee Titans. That game will be at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. And the date for that one will be Saturday, January 22nd, 2022 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. Meanwhile, the game between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers, the game will be at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And again, that game between the 49ers and the Packers will be on Saturday, January 22nd, 2022. The game will be at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox. So again, 49ers, Packers, that game will be seen at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And for those of you out on the West Coast, it's going to be a 5:30 p.m. Pacific time zone. And again, that game will be on Fox. So again, make sure you check it out. So again, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast on Fox between the 49ers and the Packers. Meanwhile, the game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday in the NFC Divisional Playoff game, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific time on NBC. Again, Rams-Buccaneers, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific time at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida on Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. That game will be on NBC. And then we have the nightcap between the Buffalo Bills going up against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. So again, coverage is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central Time at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. It will be on CBS. That's the Buffalo Bills going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. So there you have it. It's the divisional weekend schedule. It's going to be a great one. This is the quarterbacks. This is what it's all about. That's the theme of the divisional weekend for this year. The quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, also Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. This is going to be a fantastic weekend. I mean, from start to finish, it's going to be some great games. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast is dedicated to showcasing a Kansas City Chiefs fan point of view from the United Kingdom. It's always great to connect with people, not just all around the United States, but in other countries as well. And again, big thanks to Owen for giving us an insight on what's currently happening with the Kansas City Chiefs. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound. So long, everyone.
Peacock streaming the world's biggest sporting events, exclusive originals, and the latest movies. This February, we've got Super Bowl 56 and the 2022 Winter Olympics. Peacock Originals Bel-Air from executive producer Will Smith and Westbrook Studios.
Damn!
Plus tons of new movies every week, including Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, in theaters and streaming only on Peacock Valentine's Day. With all this and so much more to love, sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's BOMBAS.com/comfy.